Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Let's go!
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Abby, our phone screener, she's joined a caroling group. They dress up like, I don't know, 1700s and sing.
Yeah. Like a Christmas carol.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. They're going to come in and perform later this morning.
Cool.
I'm excited and nervous. Positively, I just don't know what's going to happen. But I can't wait. That's going to happen later on. But first, let's get the show going here. Here he is, a dad of four, which means he's got a lot of Christmas presents to buy.
Oh, my God.
Here he is, our video producer, Eddie, everybody. Yes.
So speaking of buying things, here's a PSA for everyone. Don't do what I did. End of year means expiration dates for credit cards. I didn't even realize that my credit card had expired. We traveled to Dallas. I tried to use it. I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? Like, it's declined? Yeah, I think it's not working. It was expired. So double check your credit cards if you have credit cards or if you use those things.
Aren't they monthly?
Every credit card is a different month, depends on when you got it.
That's just a
It's just a good reminder this time
check.
Of the year.
Okay.
You don't
and,
go.
Hey, let's just a lot of reminders. Smoke alarms.
Yes.
Your
air filters.
Mammogram.
Oh. Way to save me on that one, Bo.
Yes.
Uh-huh. For guys, if you're over 45.
Check your
cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is it? You know,
prostate.
Nope. The
nope.
You keep
colonics. No, what's the?
I just said that.
You did? You said colonic.
No,
you
prostate.
Say?
No, I said no.
Cuckoo.
What's
Amy,
it called?
Stop doing that with your finger.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, but you're having too much fun doing it.
This is a reminder to do anything that you haven't been reminded to do.
All right,
I got you.
Oh,
don't worry.
Colonoscopy.
Okay. In the same hoodie he wears. Every day, basically. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys, we work at the wrong company.
Why?
Oh, we do.
Oh, we work at the absolute wrong company. Our Christmas party was at our boss's house. Hey, come on a Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and have some cookies and tea.
Past tense?
Did you go?
No, I refused to go.
Oh, it was this past Sunday.
It was this past Sunday.
Oh, we were gone. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't go, but I log on the internet and I see this one guy. He took all 10,000 of his workers on a three-day trip, all expenses paid, to Walt Disney World. He threw a Coldplay concert.
Hold on. You just jumped from you being mad that it was at our boss's house to some guy.
Yeah, because I log on the internet after seeing our little... Yes, our company has a Christmas party at a boss's house, cookies at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
To be fair, that was the local station's
party. Compared to this company, where the guy took all 10,000 of his workers, he paid for them to go to Disney.
But our local boss, I think he paid for it himself, which he didn't have to.
That's sweet of him.
And he runs our radio station.
Well, what did he pay for? He paid for his house?
Cookies. He let his house be open, cookies. And he had food and drink, and invited people over. He didn't have to do that.
Well, don't worry.
He doesn't own the company. This guy sounds like he owns the company.
Yeah. It's very
he threw
different.
Him a cold. He had Coldplay perform. Diplo, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay.
I mean, unbelievable. We are in the wrong
go
place.
Go work for that guy,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, what's he do? What's the company?
I don't know. He's
he didn't know. He only knows he had Coldplay work there.
Citadel CEO. So he doesn't even own it. He's just his chief executive officer.
Of what? What do they do?
They do Citadel.
What does Citadel do?
That's cool.
A hedge fund billionaire.
Okay, well.
What do you want?
Man, we need to step it up here.
Okay.
I mean, look.
We play a Coldplay song. All right, Amy, I'm coming over to you. It just saved me here. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I got this long email from a neighbor about a Christmas party they were having. And like the first paragraph of it seemed like it was an invite. So I text another neighbor and I'm like, hey, are you going to go? Like, this seems like it could be fun. And she replied back, did you read the whole thing? They were just letting us know that there might be parking situations to be on the lookout.
Oh, what if you just showed up? That'd have been awesome.
Oh, had I not texted the other neighbor, I would have, because my kids hang out with their kids. I thought it would be like a fun thing to do. It's a party where you don't even have to go far. I could just walk.
So luckily that other neighbor said it's about parking, not about you.
And it's just a reminder to read the whole email.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Another reminder. We're reminded of you constantly. Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, Ray, set me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he recently rode in a helicopter, and he's also a doctor. Mm-hmm. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. That's an Eminem stretch. Wow. That's an Eminem stretch rhyme right there. We started a new show. It's my wife and I's thing. We always try to find a show. And it's called The Old Man. Have you guys seen it?
No.
It is on, what did we go to watch that on? It wasn't on Hulu. Maybe Amazon.
Okay.
Look that up. I forget. Maybe, and it's Jeff Bridges. It's on Hulu? Okay. It's Jeff Bridges. Everybody know who he is?
Yes, yeah. The dude.
From The Dude. Mm-hmm. From, was he Dumb and Dumber?
No, that's Lloyd. No, that's.
That's Lloyd Christmas.
No.
No, that's.
What's his name? Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. Well, anyway. So he's from True Grit, Crazy Heart, The Big Lebowski.
Heart, yes. Mm-hmm.
But he is an old man, and he's living in the woods. Just his life. He's got two dogs. And all of a sudden, you don't really know why, but the FBI sends somebody to kill him. And then you find out he's like an ex-agent or something.
Ooh.
But he's like a BA.
Come on.
And we just finished the first episode, and it was awesome. And so it's 97% a tomato. On Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
It's got action. It's got old people. Everything you want. But it's right now, I'm giving it a one episode review of, oh yeah, we can't wait to watch the next episode. But we just started a show called The Old Man. And it is, oof, it's good, baby.
All right.
I like my wife's picked the last two shows. Because if you pick a show and the other person agrees that, wow, you did a great job, you get the next one. It's like a challenge in the NFL. You don't lose your, mm-hmm. you don't lose your challenge, you get another one. And so she picked out Peripheral, which I thought was the greatest show. We're done. And then she's like, all right, I'm going to pick The Old Man. And I was like, and every show I go into like this, oh man, I don't want to watch that. And then I watched the first episode and I'm like, you nailed it again, baby. So that's it. That's what we're watching. Thank you guys. Glad you're here. Let's get started with today's show. It's a voicemail from David in Bakersfield, California.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I just wanted to salute you folks for the fine job you're doing for St. Jude. I hope that you all have a blessed holiday season. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to shout out all of our listeners. It was the biggest radiothon in the history of St. Jude, not just for this show ever. $2.7 million over 2 days. You guys did that. Thank you guys so much. That's why we do this show. We do it to have fun and hopefully feel like we're your friends in the morning, give you something to make your drive, or if you're running later in the day or whatever, less miserable. But that's why we do it. So thank you very much, David. Appreciate that. Now time for something trivial. Let's go to the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a 5-year-old daughter. One of her best friends from preschool comes over for play dates, but the kid and her mom reek of cigarette smoke. I've never seen the mom smoke, but it's obvious she does, and probably her husband too. I actually feel bad for the little girl because she smells like smoke, and it's not fair for the little girl. We always have play dates after school at my house, but the mom keeps insisting we go to her house for a play date. The thing is, I don't want my kid exposed to secondhand smoke or smelly cigarettes. As much as I like the mom, I don't know what to say to her. I figure she just figured it out. I don't want my daughter to lose her little friend, though, who is a sweetheart. But I don't know what to say to the mom. Any suggestions would be appreciated. Signed, not a fan of cigarettes. Amy, I'm going to go to you on this one. What do you think here is the proper way to handle it?
Oh, I feel so awkward for her already because I know that this would be hard. So the options in my mind would be to be very clear, which is the kind thing to do. Clear is kind, unclear is unkind. So if you dance around it forever, you might end up hurting her feelings anyway. So you might as well just say, hey, this is what's on my mind. And I think she may understand. Like, people know that secondhand smoke is not ideal for any human, especially little children. So I think you could be clear about it, or you could just continue down the path of like, oh, ooh, bummer, today doesn't work, but your kid can come over to
our
house.
That's unkind, you said. That's unclear.
Well, it's not clear. I know. But those are the options.
I never heard that before, though. Clear is kind.
Clear is kind. Unclear is unkind. Well, because a lot of times, because we don't want to hurt someone's feelings, we end up dancing around it, and that is it creates
But what if you're a dance champion?
Confusion.
Ooh.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
The dance champion, so I can dance around.
That's the thing. So you may be able to do that. But, you know, she may not be able to keep that up forever. So
I guess the only concern I would have is her not being able to hang out with the friend anymore if she does offend her. Right. Is that something that you're okay with?
No, sometimes kid friends are hard to come by and you do not want to lose one.
Yeah, I don't have any. So
you may have to sacrifice your child's lungs.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Because friends are hard.
Yeah, they are hard.
For kids.
Eddie, what do you think? You got four kids?
Yeah, I would wait till summertime where they can go play outside and tell my kids, like, okay, look, I'm going to let you go over, but don't hang out in the house. If you see them smoking cigarettes, don't hang out in the house.
Summer, like, you're going to have to dance for another 6 months.
Go outside or something because, really, Amy's right. It's hard to find friends and all that. And you want to keep those friends, but I ain't calling the parent to be like, hey, don't smoke when my kid comes around.
What about this saying? Unclear is unkind. But it's fine if you waste some time until summertime.
Wow.
I like it.
That was good.
That proves my... I like that, Bones. That's good.
All you need is a rhyme and all of a sudden it works. Like the theme.
Yeah,
it's tough. I would just let your kid play.
Around the smoke?
Yeah.
Dang, that's tough, man.
I would really limit the times going over there. But yes, it's tough. And I grew up where everybody smoked in my house. My Arkansas kids didn't smoke. But everybody smoked in the house, and I probably always smelled like cigarette smoke as a kid and didn't know it. And the kid probably doesn't know it, like she said.
I mean, we turned out okay. I would spend the summer at my grandma's.
We'll see.
Amy's we turned out okay, right?
I would come back from staying with my grandma and open up my luggage at home, and my whole bedroom would just smell of it.
I think, Eddie, you have a good point on that, though, too, where it's like, hey, if they're smoking, try not to be around it.
Yeah, you can have that conversation with your kid to be kind of just observant about it, and like if there is cigarette smoke, suggest, hey, let's go outside. You want to play outside instead? Winter is tough, and that's why I said that. Wait till summer. Eesh.
Yeah, it's probably limit the amount of times that she goes over to that house, but I think occasionally you have to throw a bone out there. But I think you do it. I don't think you raise a big fuss about
it.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think she'll get offended. Mom will get offended. That's a tough one, though. I thank you for sending that email. If you guys have a reply to that, you can go to our Facebook page, Bobby Bone Show. Good luck with that. Thank you for that email,
though. You could have your kid say something.
Or have your kid start smoking, so it just blends in.
No.
All right, close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know. I mean, one of the guys that I can just call and be like, dude, come on the show. We got to talk about something. Well, we're going to talk about his song that's about to go number one called Down Home. Here's a clip of Down Home.
Down Home. Oh, you know
his name is Jimmy Allen. He has other number one songs like Best Shot.
Cause when you smile, I see
and Make Me Want To.
Girl, what's your name? What's your drink?
He's also trying to be a professional bowler. I mean, the guy's all over the place. Here he is, Jimmy Allen.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jimmy Allen.
Right. Jimmy's there. Hey, Eddie, what'd you want to ask Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy, hey, what's up? It's Eddie. I saw
what's
a TikTok
up,
video of you on a red carpet somewhere. And you're talking to Lionel Richie, and then Smokey Robinson comes up. And you guys, all three, just start hanging out and talking in the red carpet.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing ever, bro. We were at the AMAs, and I've known Lionel for a little bit now. And then Smokey walks up, and talking to him, and I say hi to Lionel. And Lionel was like, Jimmy, I want you to meet somebody. I want you to meet my brother. So he just starts talking, you know, and telling me kind of the whole story about him and Smokey. And he was like, Smokey, yeah, you got to meet, you know, my brother Jimmy. You know, we're working on a few things together. And I'm just tripping out, standing between Smokey and Lionel Richie, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Tears of a clown.
Oh, damn.
When there's no one. Oh, come on.
Yeah, but and the TikTok even said, like, watching three legends talk to each other. So they included Jimmy as a legend.
Was it Jimmy's TikTok?
Maybe.
That'd be funny. I saw you at the AMAs with Taylor Swift. Do you, because it's always awkward for me if I'm with somebody who has some sort of stature and I want to get a picture. Do you go, hey, do you mind if we get a picture? Or what I'll do is I'll tell someone, hey, be like, hey, we need to get a picture of you guys. And then I'm like, okay, sure. But I set that up. Like, how do you get the picture of you and Taylor?
Dude, actually, when me and Taylor was just sitting there talking, and then the Getty Images people say, hey, guys, picture over this way. So that's why we looked that way and I looked the other way. They actually asked us. We was just chilling. I wasn't going to ask for one.
He was with Taylor, and she was like, have you met my friend Smokey Robinson? And then Smokey walked up.
I got to meet Stevie Wonder. That was cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, who, because you're mentioning all these people that are like so iconic, they don't even seem like real life human beings. Because do you still get starstruck? Because it seems constant with you that you're meeting these kind of folks.
Man, I got starstruck. Not really starstruck with Stevie. It was more just like meeting a legend. But you know who I did get starstruck over a week ago when I met? I could barely talk. I was shaking. Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah, the coach of the Chiefs.
The coach of the Chiefs, because I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and he was an Eagles coach for, like, years. So, like, meeting Andy Reid to me was like, you know, just meeting God. But the only person I was starstruck that first time I met other than that was first time I met Will Smith and first time I met Rob Thomas. Other than that, I'm good, man.
Yeah, Will Smith would have been cool. Rob Thomas.
I'm like, huh, interesting.
Yeah, well, I love Matchbox 20.
Yeah, me too, but I didn't know Jimmy.
Do you know him? Are you guys boys now?
Oh, yeah, it's my guy, man. We talk a lot. And then, yeah, when I met Darius Rucker for the first time, I lost my mind, too. So.
Well,
first time I met Darius, I actually snuck backstage and knocked on his tour bus at a before. This was, like, before I got a record deal and everything.
But how do you sneak backstage? Because I don't sneak anywhere well because I look suspicious. How do you sneak somewhere?
Well, here's the thing. You know, the trick is, always look like you know where you're going. So I took advantage of being a black guy in Nashville, wearing cowboy boots, a leather jacket. Not a lot of people wearing that thing. So wherever I went, I would act like I'm on my phone, act like I'm having a conversation, like look at the security guard, like, hey, what's up, man? And just keep walking. Think about it. You're not going to stop a black guy at a country concert with cowboy boots on, a leather jacket, some black jeans, and a chain. He looks like, especially if Darius is there, because people assume I'm with Darius. Worked out.
You know, and by the way, Jimmy's on because his new song, Down Home, going for number one this week. We're rooting for it. We're going to play it. Mm-hmm. It'd be a big deal for Jimmy to have yet another number one. You know, Jimmy wears sometimes his clothes. I mean, it's style. It's loud. It's like you got to have guts, but you have to have a certain kind of style to pull it off, right? And I always wonder, what if I wore some of the stuff that Jimmy has worn before? Do you have any of your like super cool spiky leather outfits still at the house? Because if so, one day I want you to bring one up, and you have a picture of you in it, and then I want to put it on and take a picture in it and see what they look like beside each other.
Who wore it better?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you would look a lot better than in me. Look, here's the thing. Money always looks good inside of money, okay? I'm sure you got more money than me. So you're going to look better in this thing than I would.
Yeah, but you've seen me with your eyes, right? Like as a person and what I look like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jimmy.
No, you totally should do it. I got the perfect outfit.
Let's do that. That'd be funny next year at some point.
Hilarious.
When he brings one in. Let's play your song Down Home. We're going to play. Give us some extra love. But congratulations on the success and congratulations on a great 2022. And I'm sure we'll talk to you very soon next year, buddy.
Thanks, man. This song is special. It's about my dad. It's a special one. So, also, Eddie, you're a great basketball coach, by the way.
I didn't know if you were going to talk about it.
I didn't know if he knew that
I
was.
Oh, you didn't even know if he knew?
No, had no idea.
Okay.
Listen, I know everything.
So, can I say what that's about, Jimmy, or do you care?
Oh, for sure.
Eddie coaches Jimmy's kid, one of Jimmy's kids, and he says that your son is legit.
He is legit.
He's pretty good. We're hoping he gets taller. He's hoping he gets taller, too. But what I love about him, he's a lot like me. When he finds something he loves and wants to do, he, like, overly commits to it. So, like, he practices for hours just dribbling the ball around the house. Then for hours shooting jump shots. Then he wakes up and does push-ups and sit-ups. And this is all without me telling him.
Wow. How old is he?
Nine.
He's eight.
Wow.
Eight, nine, yeah.
Dang. Let me tell That's you, awesome. Too, his intensity on the court is next level. Like, he doesn't joke, because I like to keep it fun. You know, like, it's all about fun. But when we're playing, it's serious. And I'll tell a little joke here and there, but his son doesn't laugh. He's like, he's just dead time. Serious.
It's game time. Game
yeah,
time.
I love that.
Jimmy, congratulations, yeah, buddy. That. We will Man, talk to you soon, much. And happy new year and all the stuff you say to somebody. And we'll, what's up? Oh, good tidings.
Good tidings.
Yeah, and good tidings to you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, good tidings.
Good tidings. All right, there he is, Jimmy Allen.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Celesta lives in Texas. Jeff lives in the UK. They've known each other for 84 years. The year was 1938. They became pen pals. And they would write letters to each other. It was like a program with their school. They wrote letters to each other. Then a year later, Jeff had to go to war. World War II. But they stayed in touch, writing letters. Guys, they both just turned 100 years old, and they still keep in touch. They've only met twice.
I was going to ask if they met, but they met twice,
They've
huh?
met twice. They still keep in touch. Well, now, you know, no more letters. They can do FaceTime. They can do Zoom and all that. But here they are talking about, because they both celebrated their 100th birthday this year.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Yes, you look very well, and you still getting out for walks.
Well, so long as it's a seat nearby where I can plop.
Keep the emails flowing.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
That is as wholesome as it could be.
I would love to sit there and just listen to the entire conversation of them talking and catching up. I love it.
Yeah, I'm good on listening for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, couldn't understand a lot of it.
Does it make you wonder what you're going to be like when you're 100?
I just want to be 100.
If you live.
I just want to be 100.
Right.
That's all. I don't care how I am.
Yeah, I don't care how I am either. Just get me there.
Just, yeah.
You guys trying to get to 100?
You might want to be more like that.
I'm trying to get 190.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I never want to die.
What?
Wow, guys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You guys are weird.
Forever young. I want to be forever young. All right. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We asked 5,000 of our listeners on our show Facebook page. What are the top 10 most returned Christmas gifts? We just said what's most, and here are the top 10 answers. We're going to play the Bobby Feud. We rolled the dice before the show segment here. Eddie, you're first.
Okay.
Remember, first, second, and third rounds, the point values go up. Eddie, 5,000 listeners were asked. What's the most returned Christmas gift?
I'm going to go with a necktie, a tie.
Oh,
think about it.
Okay.
Let's do it, because I think that covers it. Go ahead.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
The number one answer is clothes and shoes.
That's what I
meant. It's only worth 1 point, so we're going to go ahead and say that's that one.
I was like, man, I can't believe you went that detailed.
Well, that takes out a lot of my guesses here.
All of Eddie's are clothes and shoes.
Well, yeah, I had literally
Nikes, Adidas.
Shoes.
Close and choose, number one answer. Eddie gets 1 point.
Okay. I feel like I get this a lot, and I don't use them because I already have them. Electric razors.
Electric razors. Show me razors.
Oh, you thought about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to give you guys a hint after round one.
Okay.
So you're all going to suffer the same consequences round one. Amy.
Kitchen gadgets.
Kitchen gadgets.
Wow.
That's good, Amy.
And number four was home appliances.
Ooh, that's good.
Amy?
Okay. All righty. Home appliances. So that extends beyond the kitchen.
I know.
Okay.
This is tough.
Really getting difficult. What about, like, perfumes or colognes?
Perfumes or colognes.
Not
bad. Most returned items for Christmas. Show me perfumes or colognes. Number six, perfumes and colognes. Wow, good job.
Okay. Let's talk about...
neckties?
I mean, people like to gift this. You should be careful if you do, like, any healthcare, wellness, like, workout type stuff.
Dang it.
People might be like, what? Why'd you give me this? I'm returning it.
Show me workout equipment. Number five, workout equipment. Good job.
Let's go. Okie dokie. Okay.
5,000 listeners were surveyed on our Facebook page. What do they return most from Christmas?
I wouldn't return these because games are fun, but maybe games.
Show me.
Games.
It's a good guess, though. Lunchbox.
Yeah. This is tough, man.
It is, man.
I'm just going to tell you.
Tell me, man.
That's why I don't ever buy for my wife.
Go ahead.
Women are never happy.
Go ahead.
Jewelry.
Show me jewelry.
That's it.
That's good.
Come Number on. Two, jewelry. Have yourself a merry little 2 points.
Yep. You're welcome. All right. Another thing, you should never get someone on Christmas because you, I mean, they say they want it, but it's like, man, a couple weeks later, it's like, I don't want this thing. It's an animal.
Show them an animal.
How do you return it?
Yeah, how do you return the dog?
Well, you take it back to wherever you got to aim it to, that actually cat.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Those were extenuating circumstances.
But you did it. You did. You're like, how do you return it? So I answered it like you did.
Yeah, like Amy did. You gave up on it.
No.
Our dog was gonna kill
My
it.
Dog was going to eat it.
I know, but...
Okay, so here's the hint I was going to give you. You figured it out. Be a little more general.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I know. General. Round 2 points have doubled. Amy, there are still 6 answers on the board.
Eddie Stern.
Eddie.
Yeah, I'm here.
We asked 5,000 people. What's your most returned Christmas gift?
Man, I'm going to go with candles. Candles are easy to gift, but nobody wants them.
You're right about candles. You're right about candles.
No, I want them.
It's always the easy generic thing, and I'm like, there's no way they like this. But my wife loves candles, and we buy candles.
I think I got your wife a candle last year.
And I think she really liked it.
Yeah,
y'all got me a candle once, and it was my favorite.
Yeah, I've never bought someone a candle.
You should. They'll like it.
Show me a candle.
Hey, that's
number
on there?
8.
Come on.
Worth 16 points, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
I am mind blown.
Yeah. Now I'm in trouble. So I'm just going to take a stab at it.
These are the top 10 most returned Christmas gifts. Go ahead, Eddie. Stab away.
Give me an alarm clock.
Go
ahead and buzz it. Don't even have to repeat
just
it.
Just buzz it.
Don't even have to repeat that. Okay.
It's not that that's a bad one.
I'm just being too specific.
You just said it's not an alarm clock. Amy?
Well, how many points do I have?
14. You're in second place. But remember, points are doubled.
Dang it. I know.
Come on, Amy.
I don't really.
4 answers on the board.
Okay, general.
Show her a general in the military.
Oh, that's good, that's good. General Patton.
Okay, I'm going to go with like...
General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Toiletry type stuff.
Oh, that's real broad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know
toiletry type stuff.
Like a razor.
Toiletries.
Toiletry.
No, not like a razor.
Okay, like a razor.
Lunchbox.
No, I meant like a bath bomb.
It's easy, man. This one's easy.
Do it.
Tools.
Do it.
Oh, that's good. So good.
Show the man some tools.
Wow.
That's good, Lunchbox.
Number 9 answer. 18 points. Lunchbox now takes the lead.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang it.
Man, come on, guys. This is easy. You're walking through the bookstore. You're like, oh, I'm going to get someone a book. I've already read that book, man. Sorry, I'm going to have to take it back. Give me books.
Show the guy some literature.
Oh.
Incorrect.
You thought that was right, Eddie.
I did. I really did.
Points are tripled.
Oh, my gosh.
Score right now, Lunchbox 20, Eddie 17, Amy 14. It's anybody's game, but you got to get an answer here, Eddie.
Guys, this is true. Huge.
There are 1, 2, 3 answers on the board. We're looking for the top 10 most returned Christmas gifts. At number 1 was clothes and shoes. Jewelry at 2. Home appliances at 4. Workout equipment at 5. Perfume and makeup at 6 and 7. And candles and tools at 8 and 9. I just spoiled one of them. It was makeup. So that one is dead.
That's the one I had, too.
Yay!
Eddie.
No, I didn't have it.
There are 2 answers left on the board.
I never got that because I know.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Check it out, though. You didn't spoil it, but I know it. You get a CD or a DVD, and you're like, I have no way to play this.
Hey, 1995 called.
I'm returning it.
Show Eddie. The mid-90s. No.
That was part of returning it, guys.
Eddie's like, you get a VHS,
no,
right?
No, stop. Okay.
You can't return a gift card, can you?
You can.
I think you can.
You can?
So do it, Amy.
There are 2 answers on the board, but if you miss it, Lunchbox wins.
Y'all are lying.
Okay, don't do that one, Amy.
2 answers on the board.
Okay. I'm going to go broad here.
All
gift
cards.
With, like, furniture.
Furniture.
Well, that could be anything.
Show her an ottoman. No.
That could be anything.
Guys.
Go.
We missed the biggest one.
What?
Electronics.
Number 3 was electronics. That was the alarm clock, Eddie.
Oh!
And number 10 was...
Wait, I'm still guessing.
You already won.
I know, but I like to
win.
Go
ahead.
I don't know.
Say lingerie. What?
Lingerie!
That's correct, lingerie!
Wow.
Hey! Wait, I had underwear on my list.
You didn't say it, though.
Huh. I don't think underwear is lingerie.
Yes,
why
it
would
is.
You yell, wait, I had it on my list? What are we waiting
for? Was it really lingerie?
Yes, number 10.
So underwear would work?
Yeah.
Dang.
Our winner's Lunchbox.
Wow.
Wow. Good win. Good morning, everybody. Here it is right here, the Christmas song we love.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
It's a good one. Casey Musgraves has a really good version of this, too.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
It's good. So, she wants hippopotamus for Christmas. And Lunchbox wondered if you could actually get one of those.
What do you call?
So who'd you call?
Called a zoo.
They're there. You're right.
I mean, they have a hippopotamus at the zoo.
So here's Lunchbox calling the zoo. What do you want to say here?
And I just used pretty much the lyrics of this song to try to negotiate a deal for a hippopotamus.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is from the zoo.
Yeah, I was calling because I need to get a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, like a stuffed hippopotamus?
No, my son really wants a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Well, we have a stuffed one, a plastic one that comes with a giraffe, a ranger, and a toy jeep, and a hippopotamus t-shirt, but I don't think we allow hippopotamus to be sold, sir.
Well, my kid said, I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy, so I have to get a hippopotamus. Only a hippopotamus will do.
We're not a marketplace. We sell memberships.
No, man, like let me tell you. This is Jason Gibble, businessman making business deals, trying to get that money, and so I know you're saying that, oh, you don't sell a hippopotamus, but listen, I'll pay whatever you want. I mean,
that's still not going to be possible, sir. We're just, a hippopotamus is not for sale at our zoo.
My son only likes hippopotamuses, and a hippopotamus is only the thing we'll do. His mom says, oh, the hippopotamus will eat him. But his teacher told him the hippopotamus is a vegetarian.
That's all good and well, sir, but the danger is much larger than that. It's, you need to have trained staff, and we're not going to sell you a hippopotamus.
Oh, that's not a big deal. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too, so there will be no problem. So I will please come by and have a check for $15,000.
Just come and purchase a membership.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit. I'll bring the check by. Thanks a lot, man.
There he is.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Only a hippopotamus. I think part of that enjoyment was Lunchbox trying to say hippopotamuses.
Guys, it's a hard word. Like, when you're trying to say it, I'm a hippopotamus.
It's a good song, though. I think
is
about
it,
this all day.
Is the plural hippopotamuses?
That's a good question.
Probably. What if it's
yeah.
I don't know, but it says it in the song. The lyric says hippopotamuses.
Okay, well.
I did like that you got to that, too, because you made a... Yeah, it's hippo... It's... Okay. Hippopotamus, plural, because it does say it in the song, hippopotamuses. Yeah. It's either hippopotami, hippopotamuses, or hippopotamus.
Oh, so all the above.
Oh, all the above.
Okay.
That's a good one, though. Good Christmas time call, man. From Lunchbox. Good. Now we have another clip here. Now, this is of Lunchbox, too, but you don't know that it's being recorded of you.
What?
Right.
So, I think he knew it was being recorded.
But he didn't know you were going to say it.
That's right. Yeah.
So Eddie has brought in some audio of you doing what?
Okay, so he just says he has problems with words. Mm-hmm. He had a problem with one word in particular here.
What's the situation? What commercials?
He was recording some cellular company, and he could not say the word cellular for the life of him.
Join the millions who have switched. Plus, you'll get $25 off your bill when you visit consumercellular.com. Plus, you'll get $25 off your bill when you visit consumercellular. Plus, you'll get $25 off your bill when you visit consumercellular. Plus, you'll get $25 off your bill when you visit consumercellular. When you visit consumercellular. When you visit consumercellular. I can't say it. consumercellular.com/lunch. Oh my God, I can't say the word. Plus, you'll get $25 off your bill when you visit consumercellular.com/lunchbox and use promo code Lunchbox.
Nice job.
He got it.
Hey, we're not good at speaking either.
No. Never.
But that's funny.
Guys, I thought you all would like that.
I did like that because it makes me not feel so stupid when I do it. Mm-hmm. But cellular is a tough word.
It is such a hard word
to say. You can probably say it now, just repeating it after me, cellular.
Cellular. But boom. when you're reading it, it's like consumer cellular. Yeah, it's like, it's just a...
And then that one time you got it, but you couldn't say Lunchbox afterwards.
Anyway, oh my God, I can't do it. Commutercellular.com. I'm loco. A voicemail from Betsy in Massachusetts.
I watched the most fabulous Apple Plus movie last night called Spirited. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Gosling, and it's a musical. It's awesome. It's so much fun. I hope that you all get a chance to watch it. I'm sure it will be right up Amy's alley. Hope you're all well and having a wonderful holiday season. Good tidings, Bobby.
Good tidings to you, Betsy.
I started it.
You like
it? Is it good?
It's a little different.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. It's different. Spirited, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's different.
I would expect it to be. thank you for that call. I want to do voicemail. Ray, let's do Joni from Pittsburgh, PA.
Hey, Bobby. Just finished watching Harmony Holidays. Amy scene in the bathroom. I got tears in my eyes. I'm trying to call you without crying. I thought it was a wonderful. I loved the movie, and I thought Amy was fantastic, and she looked dynamite. Anyway, happy holidays all. Love you.
Come on, Amy. Look at that.
Good job, Amy. Nice.
By the way, Warner Bros. Reached out to inform us that Holiday Harmony will be available on its own digitally, which you can go to like any digital place like Amazon and just buy it and watch it.
Oh, okay.
You're becoming more famous by the day.
Well,
come on. Wow, Amy. Hey, Amy, stay humble, will you?
The bathroom.
Please. Yeah.
Listen, hey, it's okay. My kids keep me humble. Whoa. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, I thought of you when I saw this story because this whole poll was taken on America's favorite grocery store.
Oh, okay. Let me go. Favorite grocery store.
But I thought
mine was Piggly Wiggly back in the day because low prices, but also a pig.
Yeah.
And I'm from Arkansas, the hogs, right? But Piggly Wiggly was funny to say. It was just, in every way, it was the best. Food for Less was also a big one where we were from. And then later on in life, once I moved to Texas and lived in Austin for a big part of my young adult life, there were two. H-E-B was massive.
Huge.
The best.
And there was a Kroger near, but Kroger we had everywhere. But H-E-B and Kroger, I say Kroger's probably number one. What do you have?
Okay, well, I thought of you because adult you loves to shop for groceries
at the gas station.
Yes, because 7-Eleven comes in at number one for
what? You know, 7-Eleven, though, is like a hybrid. It's a little better than just a gas station because I would even go, I'd go like the Conoco or anywhere to get milk with like one day from expiring.
Oh, man.
But 7-Eleven is up a level, but I get it. They're everywhere, so it's easy to get in and out.
Yep.
And you don't have to park and walk all the way to the back to get something.
Other ones in the top five, Aldi, Kroger, Trader Joe's, and Whole Foods.
Yeah, Kroger, yes. Aldi must be, is that California?
It's here.
There's one
we
here.
We have multiple here.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
And depending on where you live, it's, you know, grocery stores owned by the same people are also, they change their names for regions.
Oh, wow.
What? So, yeah, there are different, like, ownership.
Like Kroger in general, like, there are, I
Krogers
think
that, are pretty much everywhere.
I know, but I think somewhere there, Harris Teeter.
Same owner?
I think, pretty sure.
Oh, that is crazy.
But a lot of them do that.
He feels scammed.
Yeah,
like, that is mind blown.
Yeah, it's the same.
Like, why not just keep the same name?
Well, because they could have bought a regional
group,
and they just kept the name.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. But Kroger owns and operates Kroger's, Ralph's, Dillon Smith's, King Soopers, Fry's, QFC, City Market, Owens, JC, Payless, Barker's, Gerb's, Harris Teeter, Pick and Save, Metro Market, and Mariano's.
Wow. Oh. That's a lot of companies.
There you go.
That's a lot.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And Kroger's, it's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good.
What else?
The TSA had to put out a letter to everybody reminding people, hey, you can't bring nunchucks, saw blades, switchblade knives with your carry-ons.
Hold on a second. Hey, Kaylin, unpack my nunchucks and grenades.
Yes. Make a note.
Sorry. I didn't know until right now. All right. Thanks,
in the letter they put out, they said, for future reference, these are things that you'll have to put in checked bags. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Oh, Kaylin, never mind. Move the grenade to the check bag. Okay, go ahead.
According to people...
By the way, I'm kidding. I don't know if anybody's listening.
No one thought you were serious.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm kidding. It was a joke. Yeah, the one thing you shouldn't take is a grenade. Ever.
Even no one.
But I was kidding to both listeners who will get on me, but also anybody in the government. I love America,
okay.
And I plan to do nothing wrong ever.
Go ahead. Also, heads up, if you wear a spice bomb, it's shaped like a grenade.
The cologne spice bomb, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't even own nunchucks, do you?
What'd you call them?
Okay, listen. I always thought they were nunchucks.
Yeah.
But this article says nunchucks.
Nunchucks, yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. People magazine says that Zac Brown is engaged to actress model Kelly.
Zac Brown's engaged?
Yazdi?
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. Who? She's.
What's her name?
Kelly Yazdi?
Uh-uh.
Or, I mean, I looked her up on IMDb.
I see her.
She's acted. She's a model. She does a lot of adventurous type things. So a lot of times in a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's really pretty.
I don't know her. I haven't seen her with him, I guess. But congratulations to him.
Yeah, multiple sources say he proposed in Hawaii a while ago, like back in July or something like that.
Good for them.
And like her ring has been seen in certain Instagram posts.
But without her?
Just the ring.
No, her hand with the ring on it and her and Zach, but they just hadn't talked about it. But anyway, there you go. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Matthew Wilkinson was on the ground working on the brakes on his work truck with his 15-year-old son, Dalen. Dalen was helping him out, just handing them stuff. He was having trouble getting the rotor off the truck, so he shimmied up under the truck to have leverage to get under it. So this is the dad, Matthew. And as soon as the rotor came off, the truck dropped down.
Oh,
ooh.
Pinned him to the ground. The dad was rushed to the hospital and treated for some minor injuries, but he didn't have a clear recollection of how he was able to get out from underneath the truck. Later, because of all the cameras people have, the surveillance, the door cams, the doorbell cams, his son was the reason he was able to get free, his 15-year-old son. After the truck dropped on him, his son ran over and lifted up the rear of the truck, like lifted it up, took off enough so his dad...
Whoa. That's crazy.
15-year-old son.
Yeah, and he's not like, I mean, he's under it and you see him, it's like he's deadlifting and he pulls, and he finally lifts it up and the dad comes out and he drops it.
Dang.
Like adrenaline.
Amazing.
15 years old. That is an amazing story. What's crazy is the dad doesn't remember. I mean,
yeah.
Which I get.
Passed out.
But he's like, I don't remember it. And they're like, well, let's just watch the old footage. What the?
That's great.
The footage is up if you want to look for it. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. This is from ABC7, the footage we're looking at here. And it's them sitting on the couch, and the kid's like, he's in slides and a hoodie. It's like, yeah, I mean, I just picked it up.
He's just like, being a teenager.
He's just like, yeah,
chilling.
Yeah, can I go? Can I play Fortnite? All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.